The Good News, according to Mark. Chapter 1. This is an account of the beginning of the good news of Jesus, the Anointed One, the Son of God. Just as it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Look, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way." That's a quote from Malachi, chapter 3, verse 3. A voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." That's a quote from Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 3. John came, the one who baptized, that is, immersed in the wilderness, and proclaimed the baptism of repentance for the release from the bondage of sins. And all the country of Judea went out to him, along with all those of Jerusalem. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the river Jordan. And John was clothed with camel's hair, had a leather belt around his waist, and ate locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, "There is one who is coming after me who is more powerful than I, so much so that I am not worthy to untie the strap of his sandals. I baptized you in water, but he will immerse you in the Holy Spirit." And it happened in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee, and was baptized by John in the Jordan River. And immediately after coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens parted in two, and the Spirit descending upon him in the form of a dove. And a voice came out of the heavens, saying, "You are my Son, the Beloved One, in whom I delight." And immediately afterward the Spirit sent him away into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days, being tempted by Satan, where his only company was the wild beasts. But later the angels came and ministered to him. Now after John was taken into custody, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news from God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." And walking along by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you into fishers of men." And immediately they left the nets and followed him. Then going on a little further, he saw James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, who also were in a boat mending the nets. So he called them, and they immediately left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants and followed him. And they came to Capernaum. There, on the Sabbath day, without any hesitation, he entered into the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his teaching, because he taught them as someone having authority and not as the scribes. And in their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit, who cried out, exclaiming, "Oh no! What have you come to do to us, Jesus, you Nazarene? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be quiet, and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him, and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. So everyone was amazed, so much so that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What is happening? Whose new teaching is this? He even commands the unclean spirits with authority, and they obey him." And the news about him spread everywhere in all the regions around Galilee. And when they had come out of the synagogue, they went directly to the house of Simon and Andrew, along with James and John. Now Simon's wife's mother lay sick with a fever, and they soon told him about her condition. Then he came and took her by the hand and raised her up. The fever left her, and she served them. Then in the evening, when the sun had set, they brought him all who were sick, and those who were possessed with demons. And the whole city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many who were sick with various diseases, and cast out many demons. But he did not allow the demons to speak, because they knew him. In the morning, long before daylight, he rose up, left the house, and went to a deserted place, where he prayed. Then Simon and those who were with him followed after him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is looking for you." But he replied, "Let us go to the other villages, so that I may preach there also, for this is the reason I came forth from the Father." And he went into their synagogues throughout all Galilee, preaching and casting out demons. And a leper came to him, pleading with him, who, kneeling down in front of him, said to him, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." And being moved with compassion, he stretched out his hand, touched him, and said to him, "I am willing, be made clean." And immediately the leprosy left him, and he was made clean. Then he sent him away. But first he sternly warned him, saying, "Be careful not to say anything about this to anyone. But go, show yourself to the priests, and offer the things which Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them." But instead he left and began to tell everyone about it, spreading the news everywhere, so much so that Jesus could not publicly enter into a city, but was outside in the uninhabited places. Even so, people came to him from all directions. This is the end of Mark chapter 1.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.